Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody with you. Guys, we're going to be recapping day two of the NFL draft. But before we get into it, just want to say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Make sure to go to Prize Picks app today and use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. Cody, this day two started off insane. First couple picks being all wide receivers. Then you added a whole bunch of defensive tackles into the mix early in the second round. And then on top of it, you had five selections in a row where there were cornerbacks taken, six overall in that second round before Indy ever got a chance to get someone. So it was one of those situations. We were watching Indy at 46, and there was a couple names right around that 40 mark that were still there, and we're like, oh man, this could be it. This is who we're thinking here. Cooper DeJean gets taken. Kool-Aid McKinstry gets taken. Max Melton gets taken. All three guys like right in a row. Everyone that Indy wanted just swiped right off the board. What was your reaction to like the trend that the second round was using in that first half of that second round, where it was just wide receiver, DT, corner, then just going back to DT and receiver?
Yeah, I think that had us asking, like, should the Colts trade up? This is kind of getting wild. Yeah. But obviously, you know, with Indy staying put, and we'll get to their picks here, you know, they felt very good about not having, you know, not giving away, you know, additional picks later on, obviously, you know, to get a player that they believed would be there. In fact, they traded down in the draft, which I thought was quite interesting, and still got one of the better players, I think, in round two that we would say. And so, yeah, I mean, definitely the run on corner. I know Chris Ballard's been a little bit bullish about corner, right? We'll see again, you know, if they take him in any corners here, maybe in round four or five, because, again, the Colts have 3 fifth-round picks, or maybe they trade back into round four and get a corner. If they don't go with that in their first pick, there's some options there for Indy, right? So, but, yeah, I mean – overall, definitely was something where you're like, man, this is kind of where that strength of the class is. So I wasn't shocked that we kind of started to see this run on corner, similar how we kind of saw in round one that run on edge rusher when the Colts took Leiatu Latu. All of a sudden, it's like edge rusher right after that, right?
Yep.
It's like somebody has to start it, and then everybody kind of gets
going. And then everybody does it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, definitely a bummer, but also, you know, the fact that Indy – was able to acquire even more draft capital in the process and still get their guy. I wasn't too disappointed. I know a lot of people want corner. They say corner is a big need, and I still would say it is a need. But and I still think the Colts will address it in some capacity. But, yeah, very interesting day today, especially in round two when all those guys started going off the board. And you're like, ooh, okay, here we go, man.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of premium players there being taken in the second round. But again, as we said, with Indianapolis feeling like they could still get one of the best guys that they wanted at 52, they traded back 5 spots and proceeded to get 2 fifth-round draft picks for that. So that was a really great haul. And it was an even better haul when you found out the player that they actually got, who was Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas. So Ballard trades back 5 picks, still gets Adonai Mitchell, and gets 2 fifths in addition to so. I mean, such a Chris Ballard move to do right there. With all the potential risks and issues with Adonai Mitchell here, Cody. I mean, we talked about it in our previous video. I mean, Colts Nation honestly just was in complete shock that Indy was able to actually get a player of this caliber in the second round, because majority of people would have told you this guy was one of the best wide receivers in this entire draft class, and most had him as a first-round grade.
Yeah.
So
there was even people, not everybody, but I saw people who were saying Indy should consider, whether it's at 15, whether it's trade back into the 20s, taking Adonai Mitchell. There were mock drafts by people who cover this team who had Adonai Mitchell as a guy that could be a possibility for Indianapolis. So the fact that Indianapolis got a player of Adonai Mitchell's caliber, by the way, 9.99 RAS score, which is just insane.
Yeah.
The athleticism off the charts, massive production at Texas. But the fact that they were able to get him not just at 46, but like you mentioned, trading down to 52 and still getting Adonai Mitchell, who I believe, and I've maintained this, that I believe, Derek, he is – one of those wide receivers, if he is fully at his fullest potential, he has some of the highest ceiling out of anybody in this draft class. I really believe it, because he was such a threat at Texas last year, and I think he just has more to go. And I think definitely he's just going to be a guy, get the ball in his hands and let him go to work, man. And he's a touchdown machine. Yeah. I mean, he had, what, 55 catches, 11 touchdowns? So literally every five catches were a touchdown. This dude's a big play waiting to happen. So definitely for the value and where you got him, I think this was a slam dunk pick for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And everyone says the same thing. The production is there. And as far as athleticism goes, he has everything you could possibly ask for. It's all just going to be a matter of whether or not Indianapolis can help him put it all together. And I really do believe that he goes into one of the better situations that he could ask for. You're with a young team that has a bunch of young guys in it that are still learning the process, but you have a strong locker room culture in there with Shane Steichen holding the accountability argument. That's what everybody is talking about now. And you're learning under Reggie Wayne, a Hall of Fame player that's now coaching you. So, I mean, what better opportunity could you possibly want than to be in that sort of situation, learning from that guy with these young players? So it's such a great spot.
And also to add to that, he obviously has Reggie, who we know, Hall of Fame receiver. And then he has Michael Pittman, who, yeah, he's a little bit younger, but he's been in the league for a number of years. So definitely a guy that...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That can take Adonai Mitchell under his wing and can kind of be that mentor figure to him. And I think that's great. Michael Pittman, obviously, great character guy. I think that's a great fit as well for Indianapolis. And just like you mentioned, like, there's just so much to love about Adonai Mitchell. I found it quite interesting, Derek, that Chris Ballard went to bat for Adonai Mitchell tonight at his press conference, basically calling out those reports of his character, complete and utter BS.
Yeah,
that's the, you know, Chris Ballard said a few other choice words, which I'm sure
Matt Conte
was like, Chris, what are you doing?
No, we're not trying to get fined by the league.
He's mentioned that before, how Matt's always having to try to reel him in. He's like, I think I've gotten better with the swearing. It's so funny.
It's not better.
Yeah, it didn't get better tonight. He dropped an F-bomb and a couple other things. But I just love the fact that Ballard stood up for Mitchell. I think a lot of people, even people who are out on Ballard, can appreciate that, you know, standing up for the kid. And obviously the report came out from Rappaport about – you know, some teams maybe not feeling like he interviewed the greatest, not getting, you know, kind of the whatever it was, like the necessarily understanding him.
And then the, you know? Anonymous reports of the, you know, the character issues, that he doesn't try hard enough, or that there's other things that he just doesn't want to do. He doesn't really love football the way that the Colts deem that he does. And, you know, he's basically saying, put your name on it. Quit being anonymous. Go put your name on it if you're really that sincere in it.
So. Right. And so Indy obviously feels like that is not an issue at all, you know. And even if there were character concerns, I mean, they've mentioned this before, like the locker room's a place where you truly feel like going back to the fit. Like, even if that was a real concern, it's like the Indianapolis Colts have a lot of people, a lot of accountability, like you mentioned, and a lot of guys that could take him under their wing and could really, you know, do a good things for Adonai Mitchell. And so really do feel like it's a great fit for Indianapolis. Now, when it comes to how does he fit in the Colts offense, I mean, Derek, I think it's like a glove. I mean, this dude's all a 6'2", 205. Maybe could put on a few more pounds. I mean, when you look at his RAS score, I mean, the only kind of thing that wasn't elite was just his weight. So you're like, if he puts
even
on
205 is not even it's, that
terrible.
It's not
small. No, it's not small. I'm just, he could maybe put on 5-10 pounds. He could have muscle. Yeah. But regardless of that, he is definitely a guy, Derek, that fits perfectly with the type of wide receiver you were looking for with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
Very explosive. I mean, from the 40-yard dash all the way to his 10-yard split, I mean, he is completely elite in all those areas. He's a yards after catch guy. He averaged some pretty impressive numbers when it came to after the catch, Derek. It's definitely a fit here for Indianapolis, where now, you know, we talked about this. That's one thing. That's the one thing your wide receiver group was lacking, right? Yeah. You had the possession guy in Michael Pittman that, you know, he'll make a couple crazy catches, but he's not a guy that on a week-to-week basis will necessarily do that for you.
Yeah.
But he's very reliable, has really great hands. We obviously know the reliability of Pittman over the last couple of years. It's been incredible, right? We love Michael Pittman. You know, you really think he's a solid receiver for the Colts and definitely glad to have him back. You have, obviously, Josh Downs, who's your primary slot, who we know did some really good things last year, even with Gardner Minshew. He broke the Colts' rookie receiving record in terms of receptions last year, which was definitely great. And you think he has even more to grow in and more in his tank. And then you have Alec Pierce, who I know a lot of people are out on, Derek. But Alec Pierce, I think, can give you another threat down the field as that number four wide receiver that I really think is underrated in a lot of ways. And we saw him in a couple games when he was actually thrown to down the field, making some plays, right? So I think if Alec Pierce is your number four, you're doing pretty good if you're the Indianapolis Colts, right? So I just think it's a perfect fit because you have these guys, but you didn't have that yak guy. Right. And Adonai Mitchell's all of that. He's a guy that can do that, no question. He's got some good size. So now, Derek, you look at this Colts wide receiver
room. They got everything.
I mean, yeah, you've got pretty much every type of skill set you could look for in a wide receiver. And, no, by the way, Ashton Doolin's not a bad option at five either.
Yeah, fifth wide receiver, so,
I mean, he's not – I mean, ideally you don't want him catching a lot of passes. But, I mean, core special teams guy, that makes a lot of sense for Indianapolis there. But, yeah, just a great fit, I think, overall for Indy. And you look at just the – wide receivers the Colts have now. I mean, Derek, multiple guys 6'2 or over. I mean, Pittman's what, 6'4, Pierce is 6'3, Mitchell's 6'2. So you got
Josh
some
Downs,
size.
Really tiny one.
Josh Downs is he's the outlier.
Yeah.
But again, you know, he's a guy in the slot that you can do a lot of really good things with. So this just gives Shane Steichen and Anthony Richardson so much to work with.
Yes.
You know, and obviously Reggie Wayne as well, so much to work with at wide receiver, that there are just so many more dimensions now you can attack defenses with.
Yeah.
Which I think is definitely awesome for the Indianapolis Colts. There's just so many different ways now that the Colts can just go after different defenses in ways that you frankly couldn't do last season in the last couple of years. So definitely very excited to see kind of what that looks like with Adonai Mitchell, kind of what is his role from day one. I mean, I think he's a guy, Derek, that we've said if he reaches his full potential – or if he's like a guy that you throw out there, I think he could easily be a steal of the draft. I really do think he's a first-round talent type of guy. Some people said he's even a top 15 talent in this draft. I've seen that, you know.
Yeah.
Now, not everybody says that, but I've seen that. So definitely think the Colts nailed their first two picks, no doubt about that, getting arguably top five players at their positions. I mean – we would probably say Latu's right
100%.
There. Latu, no doubt. But some people would even argue that Adonai Mitchell's up there, right? You know, a lot of people – I tell people putting him ahead of Brian Thomas. Yeah. You know, like, so I'm not saying he is, but I've seen people doing that.
A lot of people would have put him over Xavier Worthy.
Right. By the way, in the, exactly. I mean, exactly.
You know, it just depends on the skill set you want. But I mean, yeah, you're right. Adonai Mitchell is a great combination of everything. And you're right. It's now at a point where, you know, Shane Steichen has a lot to work with now in that wide receiver room. And it's just a fantastic thing. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. And then going from Indy's first pick in the second round to then the pick in the third round, which the Indianapolis Colts actually traded up 3 picks to go and get this guy. And it left a lot of people in shock initially. And that was Matt Goncalves. I know I butchered that.
Goncalves.
Goncalves.
It's like I said.
Goncalves.
In case people Goncalves. Are understanding, it's like Gonzalez, but instead of, you know, it's Gon and then Calves. Goncalves.
It's so, a little bit different.
That one will
take me a minute to get used to.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
It's not a Ballard draft without a last name that was hard for us. It takes a second for us. But,
but
it was definitely the one pick that you and I sat there initially and we were said, like, why a tackle at that spot? But then we started reading into it a little bit more. This was a guy that was injured in his last year, and it really resulted in the reason why a lot of people thought that this guy shouldn't have been drafted where he was at. But if you listen to Chris Ballard talk about this guy, they really wanted him. Similar to kind of what Danny Pinter was in 2020. They talked about they traded up or thought they of trading to. Up to go
they,
get
they
Danny Pinter.
Yeah,
they were desperate to get him there. So they were like, yeah. And so it was one of those situations. But this time, you're drafting one in the third round, which is higher than most times. Yeah, very considerable.
One quick question. I just thought of this. This is interesting. So you know how many people were pounding the table, even us, for a guard last year?
Yeah.
For offensive lineman last year?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of funny because, like, now the Colts have gone back-to-back, you know, mid-round guys, you know, at offensive line. And I think – sorry to interrupt you there, but no. I think Goncalves is a guy that potentially some scouts have said could play on the interior.
Yes.
He could play some guard.
6'6", 330, great size, great pass protector, 900 snaps at Pittsburgh and only gave up 3 pressures. So an insanely effective guy at the position, no doubt about it. Again, just the fact that he wasn't able to test because of his injury that he sustained throughout the end of the last year. So that's going to be an interesting one for us. But again, like Indy over the next couple years, you're right. Like you brought this up to me and, you know, it's one of those things a lot of people don't talk about because it's like, you want that draft pick to immediately go in there right away and perform an impact. But yeah, people don't realize Braden Smith's contract is going to be up in a year or two. Will Fries is a free agent next year. And you're going to have some – you're going to – and you don't have a lot of great depth behind your guys right now. You went and drafted 2 tackles last year, but Blake Freeland was not ready for that start, and Jake Witt ended up getting hurt.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a lot of depth. So for the Colts to go there and say, we wanted this dude because Charlie Partridge talks with us about how good this guy is. And a lot of people saying, if it wasn't for the injury this year, this is a guy that would have been a pick within the second round. And that's where a lot of people had him mocked in, was, you know, a potential top 50 pick. That's how good this guy could have been. So we kind of reminder of the Dio Adangbo pick from 2021. You know, people were saying this guy would have been a first round pick if he didn't get injured his last year.
Yeah.
We got him in the second, right? So there's, regardless of whether or not you feel that Goncalves is the right pick here, there is a lot to like about this, especially with the position flexibility. If you're saying that outside of center, he can play at every position, and that is somebody that you can have in there and with a little bit of time could be a guy that could step in right away. And Daniel Jeremiah even said it. This guy, I think of all the tackles that were drafted in the first 3 rounds, he's one of the few guys that I think immediately could go out there right now and make an impact for the team. That's saying something. It really is. So, I mean, it's good to have that depth because even though we invested a lot of it last year, that didn't work out. So this is a different approach here for Ballard. And we know what happened the last time that the Colts drafted a tackle in the 3rd round, and we know what happens then.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, talking about the talent is obviously day 2 type of talent for Goncalves, no question about that. You know, he's big, 6'2", 330. So, again, just a massive human being. RAS score is not necessarily what we're used to. But, I mean, Derek, you talked about it last year. You know, when Braden Smith was forced to miss all that time, you had Blake Freeland go out there, and it was a mixed bag in a lot of different ways. And so you throw in Goncalves. Even, you know, last year, Bernard Raimann had to miss a game. I think it was a concussion he was dealing with.
Yeah.
He had to miss a game. So having a guy that's position flexible on both sides, I think, is definitely valuable. And now you've just added more depth. And, Derek, we know how difficult it is, especially to get tackle depth.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, need I remind people about 2022? Like, you know, the issues the issues that we've had in the past, you know, when you've thrown out guys like Jamarcus Webb or LaRaven Clark out there, like guys like that, where you're like, they have no business being starters in any capacity. Hell, maybe not even backups in some ways, you know? So I can't be mad about this. I think this is more of a future pick here for Indy. But again, Derek, I would not be shocked at all if Goncalves is competing with a guy like Will Fries for right guard. I wouldn't be shocked because he's got the talent. And again, this is something we even said last year. This is where we fundamentally disagreed with Chris Ballard. Now, ultimately, it worked out. Will Fries was an average guard last year. It was better than we expected, but it kind of felt like you handed him that job in a lot of ways.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ways, right, at right guard. Now, with Goncalves, I don't know if he'll actually, you know, compete for that. But there's a possibility that you're adding more competition there, which I think is important. Just to never have anybody's job be, you know, set in stone. I really do believe that. If you have the best five out there that you can have, and if Goncalves is one of those best five, I'm all for it, man. Yeah. I'm absolutely all for it for the Indianapolis Colts. And so I am totally good with how the Colts went here. I was a little shocked at first because I know a lot of people said, well, where's your DB help? You know, and I still think that isn't necessarily a need for sure. Absolutely. The Colts need to address it in some way. There still are a few guys in round four that we were talking about. You know, TJ Tampa still out there. Jaden Hicks.
Cam Hart. And there's even still more offensive weapons out there right now. Cade Stover, Troy Franklin, of all people. We know who Reggie Wayne really likes some Troy Franklin. We know he went and saw that. So, you know, there's – and Javon Baker being there. Devontez Walker. You know, there is a lot of talent still here that's going to remain there in that fourth or fifth round. Now, remember, in the fourth and fifth round, the Indianapolis Colts have four picks, of the next 64 picks. So they have a lot of opportunities here for Indy to be able to get some of these guys that are falling here. So there's a lot more opportunities, and even some of the corners and safeties, there's still a couple guys that are falling, and Indy felt like they could take a chance on taking a tackle that they didn't think was going to still be available potentially by the time they drafted in that fourth round. So they went ahead, they took the chance, regardless of whether or not it's great or not, it is what it is, but that's really it here for day two. We're going to have more draft coverage tomorrow for day three. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Let us know your thoughts on the Colts getting Adonai Mitchell and Matt Goncalves for day two. Thank you guys so much again for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.